And now, the thrilling continuation of the SML podcast.
Just a heads up, it's not going to sound like how you hear us isn't how you're going to hear it in the podcast. Like, we're using close proximity mics, but I don't have it all routed through Skype because fuck all that.
Yeah, we honestly, brother, we don't care.
Okay.
So
we're looking forward to hanging out and having a good time.
Yeah, I hope sounds similar call, to a tin can.
Yeah, I have a phone call from Vegas, and then they record it in Pennsylvania.
And there's a courier. That's not, hey, the pyro's here.
Pyro?
Yo, we're getting pyrotechnics on this show? Now we're, I don't know if we have the budget for this.
So, might as well give you a rundown of how this show works.
Or you can use a microphone.
Oh, you're recording now?
Well, just for banter.
Yeah, true. I'll give you a rundown how the show works. We're going to do introductions, introduce ourselves, the three of us, and then we'll have a tiny, minuscule bit of bullshit before we say we have guests on, and then we'll throw to you guys. You guys can introduce yourselves, tell us who you are, what you do, and then we just talk.
Wait, I have a question.
What's your question?
Three of you. I only see two pictures, and I'm very, very uncomfortable.
Chris is the cat in front of Joe.
Yeah.
Basically. We're just sitting. We're in the same room, so we don't have, like, multiple.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Cozy.
Oh,
cozy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm the one whose voice projects more.
And I'm the one with the deeper voice that will be overshadowed by Chris.
Yes.
All right. And well, I'm the one that talks a lot, and Joe's the one that talks loud and a lot. So
it's like the opposite.
It's us. It is exactly us.
Basically.
Oh.
And I'm just here so I don't get fined.
I think it just went into your pile of shit over there.
Sorry. All right. Will you fix your microphone? It sounds like you're wrestling.
I was wrestling it. It's tethered in a weird way. Are we good?
You need to get your shit together.
Are my
oh yeah. Here's a few questions. So we definitely want to talk about the game for sure.
Okay.
But we're totally cool to talk about whatever. What's the like as far as swears go? And this is mostly for Joe's sake.
Bring it on.
Bring it. Say the worst, nastiest shit that you could possibly think of.
Yeah. Joe, do not do that.
No, do please do
you
that.
Can.
But hey, hold on. Let's just say that the last time we had guests on, they talked about hookers and sushi at a Thai restaurant.
That.
So
that's fine. But Joe dropped the F bomb.
Yeah, that's yep.
Yeah.
So you.
Yeah, we're
no that we right, yeah. We encourage
totally
that.
Totally like acting. This is more informational for him.
Because
I just don't change. Yeah.
Like if you guys didn't swear, we'd be concerned.
Yeah,
like we would feel bad. That we're saying horrible, horrible, vulgar things, and you guys aren't.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny. When I read the description, I was like, you know what? I think Joe and I will be perfect for this podcast.
If you have never listened to our show before,
which we don't blame you.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been trying to get a Fleshlight sponsorship. So
yeah, since the beginning, that's been a running kind of joke since like episode two.
That is Joe's nickname.
Nice
Fleshlight.
Wait, which Joe? Me or you?
Our Joe. Yeah, we got to figure that out. Like, what are we going to do? Like, if there's a Joe,
call me Jerome.
Jerome.
I'm not going to call you
That's
Jerome.
My middle name.
I know it's your middle name, but you're not Jerome.
Joseph
my
Jerome.
Toby?
Jerome.
Toby.
Well, you just say Joe and Joe Cam. I mean, that.
Hey, Brian, drink.
It'll be Joe.
Is there, is there a drinking game that we don't know about? That
there is. I'll explain it to you right now. We're having a discussion with Microsoft about some tech issues, and every time we get an email, we drink.
I'm the wrong
job. Wow!
So how blitzed are you guys right now?
Pretty hammered. No, I'm kidding. Brian, though, by the end of the night, is going to be
in the bag.
He's going to be
fully in
up.
The bag.
Lucy,
be
under the Lucy under the goosey.
Just get a sleeping bag. He's staying there tonight.
You know, if I were him, I would probably just camp out on that couch right now and just get it over with.
Get it over with. Yep.
Yep.
That'd be the way to do it.
Do we even need introductions?
I
think we do.
Yeah, technically, yeah.
Yeah, all right. What's up, everyone? This is Joe.
I'm Chris.
And I'm confused.
Like always, SML podcast special guest today that you've heard rambling for the past 5 minutes.
However much of that actually stays in, but
yeah, you know. True. I might edit something.
He won't.
He really won't. It's not going to happen.
There's always the possibility.
No, you've been getting better with it. You've been
smell this.
Yeah,
smell this.
Smell this.
Do it.
All right. So, intros.
So, guests, would you like to introduce yourselves?
Yeah, Joe, you go first.
Sure. I'm Joe Pickup. I'm a character artist at Motiga, or the character lead at Motiga, working on Gigantic.
Yes, I am the... Oh, that's so pretty. I am the head of... hey, I'm Troy Hewitt. I'm the head of communications. I'm sorry, someone just walked up and handed me a beautiful T-shirt showing off what we're going to do at PAX Prime. I'm the head of communications for Motiga, and like Joe said, we're working on Gigantic, and we're gearing up right now for PAX Prime, which happens in 2 weeks.
It sneaks right up on you.
It really does, especially God. Given that we just got back from Gamescom in Germany. So that's us.
You
a lot of
no
travel,
concept
huh?
of time right now.
No, I don't even know what time it is, honestly. Like, I don't know whether I should be eating lunch or dinner.
It's vodka o'clock.
It is vodka o'clock.
It is indeed, yeah.
I love waka.
Waka. Sorry.
So you mentioned this game Gigantic. Would you like to tell us a little bit about this so-called Gigantic game?
Indeed, Joe would.
Passing it off already.
It's a 5-on-5 team-based action game. It's a PvP only.
We like to call it a MOBA shooter.
It's an action game. It's like fast-paced.
Yeah, it is.
And ultimately, it's all about killing this big old gigantic guardian.
I see what you did there.
The other teams, you win. They kill yours, you lose.
Sounds complicated.
I see a lot of losing in my future.
Basically.
That's all I do is lose.
All I do is lose,
exactly,
no matter
that
what.
That's the song I was thinking of. It's not exactly my favorite song, but it's definitely what's fun about it.
Yeah. These guys, they're our peeps.
This is fine because Joe, Chris, and I do a lot of online gaming, and we tend to be on the losing team 85% of the time.
I don't know. We were doing really good in Garden Warfare the past few days.
True.
we were able to hold off the other team on the first graveyard.
Yeah, that
which was
that's
awesome.
A pretty hard one to do.
Yeah. So I'm counting that as a win. So
I will say that Chris and I
all you do is win. Right?
Well, not really.
Like that one time we won.
That one time really well.
That one time back in the day.
Count your wins. Forget your losses.
Yeah.
Take them away.
Yeah.
Count our wins. We're probably up to like four.
If we like, just don't. Like, we just can't count the ones good. That we've
one
been trying to
good.
Do on Halo. That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
we definitely don't win on Halo.
We play Halo online to get back to normal.
Right.
Team Action Sack doesn't have winners or losers.
No. Teenage abuse as well.
Well, we're on four, and there's three of us, so I always just apologize to the fourth guy on our team.
Except we're in a party, so we don't actually apologize.
No. We just talk to each other, and we're like, wow, that guy's probably really pissed.
They're pretty salty about how I am not playing.
What was it yesterday? I had 8 kills, Joe had 10, Chris had 12, and the fourth guy had 47.
Yeah.
And we still lost.
That's numbers. You put up some numbers for sure.
Yep. Yeah, we are talent. We are talent personified.
So I'm looking forward to Gigantic and getting some more equal numbers of being second to last place all the time.
Yeah, but the fun thing about Gigantic is...
Wait, who's last place, though?
Me.
Is it really?
Oh, okay.
I'm always last place. I suck. Unless it's
Bring
a rock band, I'll do good.
Yeah, pretty much. but the thing about Gigantic is even if like you suck, the other people on your team, like if they get kills, then you'll still gain some experience depending on what they do.
Yeah.
So
sure, but it's more about being tactical than it is about getting kills, honestly. Like the kills are important, they're actually really important, but in the game, generally speaking, you can really be a turd and have someone on your team really helping you kind of do the objectives you should be doing, paying attention.
And just sort of translate that into like phrasing that doesn't make you feel bad about playing is that there's a way for you to enjoy the gameplay without actually being the guy that kills everybody.
So, like, so that's good advice for me.
Right. So Joe could be a pacifist and just run around trolling the shit out of
just running into walls not knowing what I'm doing.
It's more about it's less about you getting kills and it's more about you being in fights and actually not being by yourself, right?
Like, yes.
Not just getting killed, not just running out and playing Final Fantasy 3.
So does this game actually punish you for running off on your own, or it just makes it
harder? Well, the other team tends to punish you. That's usually what happens.
You lose, so I guess that's punishment.
Usually you just get trashed by...
You don't win.
Yeah, teamwork is hugely important, and that actually starts well before the match starts, because you're picking what heroes you're going to be using, and yeah, there's a whole dynamic that goes on there, and then the dynamic continues within the match as well, because you're choosing your hero, but then you're also going to need to change the sort of upgrades and your path as you develop your hero in a match, because you're going to be fighting against people who kind of have their own way of doing things, and that might change match to match.
Yeah, usually, and that was the one thing that I actually really liked about it too when I was watching it, is that, you know, a lot of MOBAs, when you're leveling up certain abilities and stuff like that, there's only just like, all right, you level this up and then it gets better and that's it. It's just, but with this, you can kind of level it up and tweak it a little bit more into completely different styles of things, so you're not locked into, like, even though you have this one character, there's a couple different versions of the type of character that you can play.
Yeah, it's super interesting to see, like, when people start reacting to what they're fighting against. And not, I think you can pretty easily get into a state in, I think, comparable games where you say, hey, this is how I play this character, here's how I build it, and I'm like, stay on the rails completely, because there's so much to learn. There's so many items, there's so many different possible ways that you could play, that once you figure out what's good to you, you kind of stick. But in Gigantic, you tend to have this kind of moment of clarity when you keep getting killed by the same character, and you start thinking about, hey, why am I dying?
why am I dying?
Is there anything I can do to stop that particular person? And usually the answer is, there's something that you can do to stop the assassin that keeps jumping up on you,
So basically, it's not what's good for me, it's what's good for the situation.
Right.
A shocking bit of information for our listeners is, you did hear correctly, Chris and I did do some research on this subject before the show.
Well, that's also because I'm genuinely interested in it, because as soon as I saw the art style, I was just like, okay, I mean,
yeah, the art is amazing in the game. We need to get that out there.
I was told that I was hosting you guys on this call 30 minutes ago, so I had time to look up one screenshot.
I got the email confirming this was happening 2 hours ago.
I want to know about it.
The first one that came up on Google. It's gorgeous.
All right, let me try. What was your search?
I typed in Gigantic Game.
Okay.
Oh. It's a good thing you added game.
It's like a minotaur leaping towards a fox.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look at that. That's crazy.
Holy crap. Gorgeous. We dominate this. Yeah. This
I
is
made
great.
That. I took that screenshot. That was it. That was me.
Good job. Like the little mouse just watching, like someone going to get fucked up.
In this particular instance, that mouse is not animated, and he's supposed to be. he's just floating there.
Hanging out.
Yeah.
On
he's
on
like one part
team.
Of that character that's not fully animated, but where he is, it's super cute.
Oh yeah, he's on.
Is that the one that's like on the guy's shoulder and it only looks like he only has one arm?
His name is
That's actually Taito the Swift, and his little guy is Fang.
You know, Taito has one arm, and Fang kind of, through a symbiotic sort of relationship, serves as his left arm.
Well,
I voted real hard for Southpaw. I wanted to name him Southpaw.
That's actually really good.
I still call him that.
I would call him that. Yeah. All right. You heard it here first.
Awesome.
But actually, he's super cute. Like, there's actually some really cool animations. In general, one of the things we try really hard to do is have like a really strong kind of joy of movement when you run around in the game. It feels pretty good to move around. But that particular character, the combination of characters, is awesome. He has this leap attack. Kind of goes flying through the air, and he does sort of a barrel roll. And as he's spinning in air, Fang is on top of him, kind of doing a log run. it's super cute.
You know, Fang actually resonates really well with our community as well. We've got tons of fan art, and people really, really enjoy.
There's probably more fan art than him.
Yeah, that is true. That is very true. 3D models have been made, but Taito is actually a fan favorite. The thing that's great about Taito is that you're not really sure what the gender is, you're not sure what's going on. They are missing an arm. I tend to refer to Taito as a he just out of, you know, stupidity, but yeah, Taito is really a non-binary.
So they're like that that mystery character that's easiest to develop your own backstory in your head.
That is exactly right.
So basically, the Rule 34 artwork is going to be fucked up.
Basically, it's very possible.
All right, hold on.
The main important thing is
maybe shoot vodka orange soda through my nose.
I made it 24 minutes of a Skype call before someone mentioned something sexual.
No, you didn't.
Hey, you know, is that a record? Because
that actually
it might actually be a record.
It might be.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, good job. Good job.
The main thing that's important about that character is Whirlwind.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Because that's I was, as soon as I saw like all the characters and how they move, I'm like, oh, yep, that's what I'm playing. Because pretty much all I play is Diablo and all I play is Whirlwind Barb. So yeah. So every game that I can have a character that does Whirlwind, I play it. So that'll be my character of choice.
He found what he liked.
Absolutely. I would like to apologize in advance also for two things. One is that we have an open studio environment, so you might get a little studio bleed through.
Grace.
You're hearing Grace.
That's perfectly fine. If they want to yell obscenities over you, that's perfectly fine.
And they will.
And then you'll also hear the flatulence of my boss, who is the senior VP of publishing, David Reed.
Tell him to put his ass next to the microphone.
Yeah, have him fart directly on the mic.
It's very loud, and it's very...
Speaking of farts, did you smell that binder?
No, I did not. Joe, I am not going to smell it.
Wait, no, it's brand new. It's like there's nothing weird about it. It's just a very strange like paper smell. Open it up.
We had somebody crop dust at work today, and we all had to evacuate the room for like 3 minutes. Ooh.
It really is terrible.
All right, so it's sort of, I'm going to explain this to you. So Joe threw a little, I don't know what this is from, the logo looks
sort of familiar. It's Dota. It's like Dota.
Doder?
Dodo. Dodo 2.
Dota?
Dota. Anyway, so somebody, he threw this little book at me, and I smut. It's
yeah, and you smut.
It sort of smells like wet paper fart, or if you took like a chicken breast and then you left it in the sun for a day and then
let me try and think about that. Oh fuck, yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah, it's bad. it just smells like bad.
It's
meat.
Like old library, like but it was like mildewy.
No, that's rotten meat.
Do you guys want to FedEx that book over to us and we'll take a whiff at it?
Metal band.
Sorry, amazing. Say that again, my friend.
Do you guys just want to FedEx that book over our way and we'll take a whiff and see what it's like?
I don't really need to pass it around the country. Pages and
next week's podcast is just Joe and Chris huffing a
oh, what the fuck?
I don't know. I think I got a different one on that time.
It smells like Bigfoot's dick.
I'm starting to get a little bit of a hint of formaldehyde. Is that what that is?
Yeah. I mean, I'm getting notes of rotten beans and a little back tongue of.
It smells like a rotting egg that's been raped by vomit.
None of those things are good. No.
Also, can you hear me chewing my ice?
I hope.
I can't.
I hope so.
I can't, but I can. It's like I get surround sound from Troy. It's really good.
So, yes, we are working on a game called Gigantic, and you're in good hands, gamers.
Video games.
That's another running joke of the show is just when we get off track, we will just go back to video games.
Or just like, so yeah, this happened.
Yeah,
so,
no, I mean,
so
to
hear
I
THQ
like
closed.
Oh, yeah, did you hear that THQ closed? Is that what
bro, that happened?
Bro.
Episode one. Episode zero, actually.
True.
THQ.
THQ closed.
Rip.
Rip. God damn
rip.
It. Rip.
THQ rip.
Like rip rip. Yeah.
Rip in peace.
So about right, this so, ice you're chewing.
It's soaked
I'm
in
chewing, yes,
orange.
I'm chewing ice.
It's soaked in orange.
Here's the deal. Because we live this lavish life of game developers, which means that we don't ever really go home and we don't have lives outside of making video games, they provide us with microwavable meals and
that's really
and beer and they don't really
liquid lunch.
Liquid lunch and a really great ice machine that has the best chewing ice.
What? I didn't even know about this.
What? Are you new?
I'm not an ice type of guy. See, I'm a whiskey guy, so there's never ice in my drink.
It's got
a
point.
I'm just saying I need ice in my drink because it's...
Because it's 3 feet tall.
Jesus Christ. I just imagine you brought in the glass and you got a Mardi Gras. And you
I was going to say, no, I just brought it out of Vegas. It's like one of those really, really tall loop-de-loop.
It's got a corkscrew in the middle and the straw is built in.
The best part about living in Vegas is going down on the strip and seeing the tourists. I mean, you got... Because you can see literally night and day. At night, they're drinking the 3-foot margaritas. And during the day, they're all crowded around the oxygen bar. Or what's new now is you can actually pay to have someone come to your hotel room and hook you up with an IV.
All right, by the way, I read about that, and I need that now.
It's expensive. I mean, it's a couple hundred bucks. It's a couple hundred bucks, but you can actually have a professional licensed person come and hook you up to an IV, rehydrate you, so you can get back to drinking at noon.
Oh, they pump you up with all kinds of goodies and drugs and stuff. I mean,
these are not drug-based.
That's what the hookers are for.
Yeah. Electrocardiates.
Your electrolytes.
It's electrolytes.
It's what plants crave.
It is what
it is. What it's definitely. Hey, speaking of which, that is the single, like that introduction to that movie is the best introduction to any movie I've seen in a very long time. It's very funny social commentary, and I've never been quite so let down. Where the first time I watched it, I may have been elevated in some way. Watching that introduction, I was like,
allegedly.
Well, just how excited about life. Slow we became butt fuckers over 100 years.
well. So, no, I was merely talking about the first. But, just the observation, and then I.
The reason
went
why you shocked Joe is because he embraced it much sooner than that.
Way sooner.
Yeah.
Anyways, I definitely thought that movie was amazing for the first 10 minutes, and then I went, "What the fuck happened?"
To be honest, that movie resonates a lot with my career. I'm military, so we watch that movie annually, at least. And we're always going, yep, this happened. Yep, I saw this happen. I was there when that happened. This is the slow de-evolution of everything we do.
The little bit of military experience that I have, I actually resonate
Wait,
with
how
me.
Do you dabble in military experience?
Well, because I was only there for basic, and that was about it. I got honorably discharged. Well, I'm sorry, under honorable circumstances, because they didn't want to pay my fucking medical bills. So yeah.
If they find out you have health problems early enough, they'll just boot you rather than let you stay in and get free health care.
Okay,
all right. So, fair. But I was interested in what the crazy thing sounds.
All
sounds
I'm saying is, me started on the whole like taking care of veterans and the whole health care crisis, and it just pisses me off.
Unfortunately, this is a politics-free zone.
Nice,
Troy got
Let's talk about.
Is he got a lip curl going there?
Oh, I was.
If I had a dart, I would shoot it.
Now, my commanding officer when I was in basic training reminded me of Major Payne.
Oh,
like,
God.
Like, legitimately. But the only thing that was weirder about it was, I didn't get to... Obviously, when you're in basic training, you don't get to hear a lot of music. And because, music's, a really big part of my life, I was just kind of, I gravitated towards any chance that I had to listen to music. But the problem was, very scrawny black guy. He wasn't too... I'd say he was probably about, 5'8". So super skinny, completely shaved head, only listened to old school wrestling themes and Evanescence, and that was it.
What the hell?
That was
I was waiting where this was going, to find out where this was going, but wrestling themes.
Evanescence. Yeah, Evanescence. That was it. That was all he listened to. So he would put on like the Stone Cold Steve Austin theme. And then,
to life.
I'm like a rowdy.
And then you hear, you hear, weird rowdy ones, Rikishi, and, like stupid, really stupid shit. like Ted DiBiase, and like
I'm currently on old school wrestling, rare wrestling themes. What do we got here?
Like, he had some,
that I actually know,
he had some goofy shit, man. Like, really, really goofy. What, like, he had Doink the Clown. He listened to Doink the Clown's entrance music.
Was it his heel Doink theme the or his babyface theme?
The heel one.
Okay, that one's not bad then.
But
that's like creepy ass clown music.
I know from when I watched wrestling.
But like, that's the thing. It's like weird shit like that. Like Al Snow. Like,
what does everybody want?
Yeah, and then like all of a sudden they hear. Breathing it down into
I'm gonna check it out.
I'm like,
I'm
what
on it.
The
I'm on
fuck?
It.
So like, here's the deal. I sit right next to Joe, and his music reference is what I just pasted into chat. I don't know if you're able to pull that up at some point.
What
it is nauseating all day long.
What are you talking about?
Well, Pappy could pull it up.
Actually, that wasn't feeding through, right?
I'm trying to.
Hey, I'm gonna.
Oh, wait, there
update
it is.
You on this, what my actual.
No, yeah, I don't.
Please,
I don't
listen to him.
I can't.
No,
listen
no,
to the
no,
video.
No. This is good.
Why?
This is actually the greatest. The greatest music video of all time.
What is it? You have to just say it.
Just go ahead and click that.
Well, it's this aerobic video wins everything, and it was amazing.
Let me update you.
Let me update.
This is what I miss when we used to do
please
Skype on
it.
Your laptop.
Oh, I'm up,
boys.
I'm watching it. This is it's the Taylor Swift. Shake It Off 80s aerobic video.
Yep. Oh my god.
Click it. Just click it. And watch it and don't tell me you.
It's
you don't
this
smile.
Giant aerobic video of all of these people in pure 80s outfits.
Oh yeah.
Doing
oh, yeah.
dance
They're
aerobics.
Doing high kicks. They got the
to shake it off.
One fucking point right now. They are doing in big
and
things.
It's.
Do you see it?
The amazing thing about this video is that they timed it perfectly, that they are actually doing aerobic dance
it's
moves.
Perfect time.
Perfectly in time to Taylor Swift Shake It Off.
It's glorious.
Are you watching it, Troy?
I am. It's... I can't stop watching it.
I actually kind of want to just end the podcast so I can watch this for the rest of the night.
Just on repeat over and over.
Keeping
over
it on, I'm keeping it on low in the background for myself on the second monitor. Just going to leave it up there.
I hope
which is the real reason why people have second monitors, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Jeff, one of the other characters just walked by and was like, kind of side-eyed it, and all he's seeing is the aerobic part of it.
The thing that's cracking me up the most about this whole experience is that Joe and I are just sitting here bullshitting, and everybody's walking by like, hey, Troy, oh, are you doing a thing?
Are you Please. Guys busy? Like, you guys are
this is
actively...
People keep coming by and like starting a conversation, and they're like...
No, we're busy. Fuck off. Mm.
We're doing media.
Yeah, communication, so you're doing what your job is. You know?
Right.
Like, we are.
Character art, to be honest. This
drinking and
job.
Watching YouTube
no,
videos
like,
is
you know,
work.
There to describe, you know,
Joe
hey.
Is very communicative.
Communicative.
I may have given him the finger.
Well, here's the thing. Not only the full finger, you know how like sometimes when you give the finger, you use the nux?
The nux.
No nux, full finger.
Full finger. Oh, that's so nuts. Much more hateful.
Oh.
It's so much more hateful.
The gesture's worth a thousand words.
That finger is full without nux.
And especially, and you can't have part of the thumb peeking out either.
The thumb
it's
extension.
It's got to be like full, just fist and finger.
Yeah, it can't be the nux and the extended thumb. It's got to be the...
You're like nux in the background, finger up front.
It's like
you're like business in the front,
party in the back.
It's no, it's, I think it's like a spa in the back. It's relaxed. It's not quite
a spa in the back. Yeah,
it's like a day retreat.
Low,
it's like a little hot tub for your fingers.
Yes.
I don't like how your middle finger bends a little bit.
I can't have Taylor Swift on anymore. I'm sorry.
Honestly, you guys just keep talking. I'm going back to the video.
We lost them. Do we lost them?
Really good.
Yeah, video.
It's hypnotic. It is what it is. And I forgot that women back in the day, their underwear and their workout clothes, like the waistband was actually 3 inches above the belly button.
That is true.
It was actually almost right by their
bikini,
neck.
The 80s bikini, like above your hip bone.
Yeah. No. I mean that fucker, like it almost touches their bra.
It is their bra.
It is their. It's the lower portion of their bra. They just. It's one giant thing.
It
it's
connects.
Like a one, yeah.
No, I'm talking about the two pieces.
That's a one piece.
It's a one piece, two
they
piece.
Just painted skin around.
Said, I'm trying to get through all these really super straight dudes.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm, quote unquote.
Super straight.
I can only pause and play. I can't.
The 80s were a different time. You were allowed to dance like that and still be straight. Didn't you ever watch?
That's how I dance. So.
Yeah, I mean, I can't even make that smiley face by concentrating. I don't know how they do it while dancing. Ridiculous.
I don't know. It's giving me. A
it just
migraine.
It comes naturally. It just.
What.
They're like super plastic, huge smiles.
To be completely honest,
it's like
this was when cocaine was still kind of flowing freely.
Hey,
that might explain it.
You know what? Clearly, they're not doing it on. They're like their coke is not stepped on at all.
And the fact that it just
I'm just saying.
And
by the time it gets up here to Seattle,
they got their finger
like,
and they're just rubbing into them gums. That's
the video
how they
just cut to Alan Thicke, so I know there's cocaine involved.
Well, a lot of those 80s guys, they probably just kept, like, a secret, like, coke stash, like, hidden in their mustache.
Yeah.
And then exactly. Every once in a while, they would go to, like, they would just brush up against it, and it would release just enough coke that they'd be able to just sniff it and then be good to go.
Exactly. Or I'm looking at a few of these men in their leotards. There's clearly some cocaine tucked in some spots.
Right.
Strategic cocainery.
Strategic cocainery.
That's,
I like
that's
it.
A good term.
I don't know. I kind of want to go back to the 80s and meet these women and just. I feel like they're the kind
just
who
shake their heads
at parties, you know?
Yes.
So does this confirm coked up aerobics instructor is a secret character in Gigantic?
Yeah, Joe, we will be posting a link to this video when you release the podcast.
Actually, it's just that's what we're going to use as the picture for the podcast.
God. I was hoping they would take a picture of the 3-foot-tall glass.
Yeah,
and,
actually,
and
we
them
need that.
Flipping us off.
We need that.
And use that as our podcast image for the week for the video.
We could do that.
Nice.
Yeah, we definitely need that.
But you have to be flipping us off, or it just doesn't work.
Yeah, we need the middle fingers
full
and
finger.
The glass.
Actually.
Full yeah. finger. No knuckles.
No, no.
You could do one of
you
each.
You want the full.
We want the full, unadulterated finger.
I want your entire finger. Just give me the whole finger.
Yes, I'm giving it to you now.
Oh
nice.
Love it.
Aurally. A-U-R.
Ow, ow.
I had a moment of mic muting to request one of my friends here to grab me some whiskey from another desk.
You know what's so funny? Joe and I have been working together for so long. Our drink cycles are in time now. And so I muted myself to go ask someone to grab me some more Orange Crush so I can mix it up with the vodka that I just poured
Your
into
my cycles are synced up.
Glass.
That's so adorable.
Yeah, it's like a male.
I asked Devin and he was like, fuck you. And I had muted it. So you got really uncomfortable for a second, but it was pretty amazing. So I had to tell you about that instead.
I like it.
You
like
actually, next time, just don't even mute it. Just
yeah, just yell for
it's
it.
Yell
funny
for
that
it.
I actually ended up telling it, even though you didn't mute that time.
Oh wait, am I saying it out loud?
Oh my god!
You don't ever have
right,
to
well,
mute
so,
yourself on this show,
gentlemen. What are you doing?
Talking no, to
tell
you.
Us about, tell us about you.
Well, we've been doing a podcast for 2.5 years,
something like that, right?
This is at 118, I think.
Numbers. Dude, I don't fucking know.
Oh.
you took some breaks in there, you know.
Yeah, we took
what,
a couple months
two
off.
2 months because my life went to shit. Like,
yeah, I have to take breaks from my friend Troy sometimes, too. So,
yeah,
no, by breaks, he means I go to shows. Oh, wait, no, you come with me, too. The only one you haven't been is the German one. I need
which, P.S., that sucks. Of all the ones that I go to,
the largest
Germland.
One ever.
Germany.
Well, no, just mostly because Joe's really into Scheiße, so.
Oh God!
Wow,
that so and that you could just go to any old like McDonald's and get a beer.
Prater.
Pretty much, yes.
They have wine at fast food joints.
That's cool.
What I love is that you can do the walk-in beer.
Yeah.
You go to the store, you buy a beer, pop the cap off, go take a walk out in the city, and just have a beer. Can't
you know,
do that here.
Well,
you could actually have an. You could actually drink a beer while driving in Mississippi until 2007.
Healthy.
What is going on with our world?
See, now here's the thing. you're obviously not trying hard enough, because all you really have to do is just go to a gas station and get one of those like big gulp containers, and then you just like get a can of beer, you put ice in the big gulp, and then you just put the can of beer in it and then run a straw through, and then nobody will ever know the difference.
That's almost like the episode of It's Always Sunny where they did the they put the wine in the Diet Coke cans.
Yeah.
I love these life hacks.
But it's, dude, that's like common knowledge, man.
Put a flask in,
or
my
you just
pocket.
Say fuck it and go to Louisiana or Texas and go through a drive-through daiquiri place.
Or you just use a flask and no one really gives a shit.
That's very
my
true.
Tactic anyway. I
don't drink, so I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
I barely drink, and I think I still technically own a flask.
I don't have a flask,
but I was using. Well, thing, at Magfest, I was using it for wine, which probably was a really bad idea, but it still worked.
That's the next thing you guys should attend.
I don't drink. Everybody in my row started laughing hysterically. Like, it wasn't really a laugh as much as it was a cackle.
Everybody was one person, for the record.
I had some fun with alcohol, and then I had to stop. So
he had to.
Yeah. You had to go to bed.
She had to go to bed. I quit drinking last October. It's been,
okay. Congratulations.
It was Magfest.
No, but I had my adventures.
Everybody does their thing. It's all good.
Everybody.
It was definitely Magfest.
Everybody.
I would tell my coworkers really what I did on Friday night, and they expressed surprise that I wasn't mugged or stabbed. That I realized maybe I should just knock this off for a while.
Well, yeah. So when I express what I do in a Friday day at work, people are like, "What? Why weren't you mugged or stabbed?"
Similar, yeah.
Especially when I describe who I sit across, which is Joe.
Yep. So, do you guys go to conventions at all? Have you ever been to any?
My ex-wife helps run MAGFest. So
Dragon Con, is that the one in Ohio?
In Atlanta. Dragon Con's the one in Atlanta.
Tote.
Which is the one in Ohio?
Well, the Ohio Con?
No.
Potato Con?
Wasn't there one?
That's like one of the biggest anime conventions.
Dragon Con was just, that just happened, right?
Yeah, Dragon Con, no, that's...
Gen Con was just
the next,
now.
The next Gen holiday. It's going to be, it's in Atlanta every year.
The only thing I do is MAGFest, so...
Yeah, MAGFest is pretty much the most important one anyway.
Yeah, I've made Comic-Con in D.C. MAGFest Music and Games Festival. They've blown up. Well, the first time I went, there were 2,700 people, and now, what was last year, 15,000?
Something like that. First time I went, there were 200.
So I'm looking at this, so it's September 11th through the
13th?
That's Mini-Mag. We'll be there for that as well.
Yeah. Then the Big MAGFest is in January, February time frame. Last year it was the same weekend as PAX. So.
All right, so I'm looking at this, and it says there's a... VA? What is that?
Virginia.
Is that a place?
Let me. Yeah, Virginia.
Yeah, Virginia.
No, wait. VA though. I'm looking at
Alexandria. VA.
Virginia. Virginia's VA.
Virginia. Is that
It's a town.
This
the
hotel
town?
Is 5 minutes from Reagan.
Oh, the hotel is named Virginia.
Ah.
The Virginia Hotel.
Virginia Hotel. Got it. Where is that? Is that it? That's like in Ohio, right?
DC-ish.
Yeah.
DC. Oh, it's Virginia, Ohio.
It's in Maine.
Virginia, Ohio.
Alexandria, Virginia, Ohio.
I'm actually checking this out. It looks like a pretty solid
lineup. It's awesome. The cool thing about this one, unlike a lot of the bigger ones, the special guests that they have on there, usually the January one's a big one. This one is a mini one to keep people tied over. But the big one, the special guests are literally given their itinerary and said, enjoy yourself. So we ended up having John St. John, the voice of Duke Nukem, judging a shot contest in our hotel room one year.
Yeah, and
how does that work?
He
walked up to him and said,
out
hey,
on
you
the one
judge
shot.
A shot contest. And he
What is a shot contest?
That's what I'm asking.
I'm more interested in that than
It was a video game themed. It was called Onimu Shots, a video game themed shot contest. You had to invent your own shot with some kind of video game. Themed to it or a story, and judges would rate it, and then the winner was given. We would just bring free, swag. The winner got shit. The loser had to drink.
It's not a very good prize.
Yeah, we shit on them. One year, I gave away a bunch of video games that I didn't play anymore. People brought some of the stuff that they had. Posters and stuff like that. Just something like, hey, here you go, man. Congratulations.
Okay.
And then they got to brag for a whole year that they made the best shot.
Yes, I did get to brag for a whole year.
What was it?
Mine was called the Donkey Kong Country, where it was the shot was half coconut rum and half banana nectar, like that Goya shit in the Hispanic aisle in stores.
Oh, I know what you're talking
about. Banana nectar.
It's super yellow and
Yeah.
We've had some really imaginative stuff. One guy made the Zergling Rush, and it was, you know, it was nerds and a shot and like a whole.
It's like tiny shot glasses. You have to have 12 of them to do anything.
I think he made like four for each judge. Like it was.
That was funny, Troy. He looked at me like I was an asshole.
No, I know. I did that. Hi. Hello. Good fun.
Well, yeah, it's one of those. The focus is more, you know, there's a lot of a huge arcade. The focus is a lot on the music and game side. So you have a bunch of game bands that play every year, a huge arcade, and then they have an indie showcase now where they get all like a shit ton of indie developers show up. They had like 100 of them last year or back in January.
In January, yeah.
I like how Pappy's the only one allowed to explain what MAGFest is.
Fuck, I've been doing it so much for the last 6 years.
Pappy, I've been there more than you.
You're good sales.
Joe, I was a part of the system while I was married.
No, your wife was.
Well, I helped.
You were drunk.
I helped.
You were drunk.
Your mama was.
I helped.
The big draw with MAGFest, as composed to everyone else, is MAGFest is not a convention. MAGFest is a party.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to find, you know, all these different game booths set up. It's like, this company's here, this company's here. There's no sponsorship at all for MAGFest.
Yeah, they refuse sponsorship.
Yeah, it's basically all handled by the fans who go there, and it's just a party.
That's awesome. The thing you guys had me at IRC chat room.
Yeah.
He was just stuck.
Like, plus, if you guys like drinking,
well, we had frozen. A net split, so we had to
net split, yeah. And you were talking to just me by yourself,
yeah.
Yeah,
I didn't know though because we net split.
But and they are doing a. It is public knowledge they're working on a West Coast one for next year in San Jose, I believe.
Boom.
That's right down the coast from us.
It's a little closer to you than Alexandria, Virginia, Ohio.
Slightly.
I just don't want to go to Ohio.
Canada.
No, it's in Virginia. The big one is at the place called the Gaylord.
I'd like to go to Alexandria, Verguba, or whatever.
Somehow it's in Canada, too. So Alexandria, yeah, Virginia,
actually, you
Ohio,
go to Canada,
Canada.
And then you take a teleporter to the hotel.
Yeah. Hotel by
Canada.
The upside with the summer one is it's only 5 minutes from Reagan Airport. The upside with the winter one is it's in the Gaylord in Virginia, and it's one of the most beautiful hotels I've ever seen.
Yeah, that place is fucking gorgeous.
And it's called the Gaylord.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so, it's a win-win. Well, really.
If you need a lord, take a Gaylord.
We always need Gaylords.
There's a shortage. There's a drought.
A Gaylord
There's
drought.
There's a drought of Gaylords.
I'm not sure. I live in Seattle. I live in Capitol Hill. I don't think that's true.
Well, obviously, you need to outsource them.
Lots of lords.
I'm trying landlords, so hard to get to Seattle. I'm trying so hard.
Ah, it's a great city. In what regard are you trying?
There's a possibility that I'll get to get stationed in Seattle in 2017. Well, it's still up in the air. But
get your ass to Mars.
Yeah, Seattle. Yeah.
Not even.
I mean,
McCord Air Force Base. It's like.
Yes, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm shooting for it. It's still in the air, but if I do, man, that's been my dream.
Oh, it's a great city.
I really wanted to say get him, shooter, but soccer dad.
I just immediately thought Shooter McGavin.
Well, I mean, how did that get
that works?
Pretty much exactly the guy.
I eat shit like you for breakfast.
You eat Don't shit for breakfast?
You eat shit for breakfast? Yes, I love it. Yeah, you're pretty much our peeps. So are you? What other shows do you guys go to? I mean, aside from the Verguba one,
I try and do the Vegas ones. Obviously, I've been to the Vegas Comic Con. I missed out. There was one this summer called Fight Con, and it was nothing but a convention for stunt coordinators, stuntmen, and martial artists. But I missed it. I wasn't here.
That actually would be fun to go to. See, like, I want to see it.
Of all the cons,
like dive through like
niche cons. I'm in.
And the one,
let's go next year. You and me, we'll go.
And they were professional, like you know, it was, there was going to be like professional show, you know, stunt coordinators showing how their stunts were done. They were going to, if you paid like for a $500 ticket, they were going to take you and show you how to do some stuff and use you in like a live demonstration.
And, like, that sounds like the worst $500 you could spend. Like,
we're going to throw you through this window. But it's okay.
But here's the plan for next year, though, is that we're going to go. We're going to put on those bad 70s wigs, a bad like 70s mustache, and walk
I'll
around
just
with,
shave
like,
that in.
With like breakable bottles and like windows that we can crash through, and that's what we're going to do.
Who's carrying the windows?
You just hold it. It's...
We're just going to have Toomey walking around with a breakable
window. We're just going to, yeah, no, it'll be, well, we're all going because we're going to invite our new friends.
Who's going to bring the fruit carts?
Yeah, somebody has to run into a fruit cart.
There's some kind of like fruit cart, right, thing that needs to happen. There's like, oh, like.
A lot of crates need to, with watermelons only. Just for some reason, because I've seen that ever, apart from in a car chase.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Well, like on the side down to side of the road down to Bloomsburg.
Oh god!
Like guys that just like they. I was supposed to sell strawberries, but fuck it. Here's some watermelons.
That's kind of like that's how I ended up making video games. Honestly,
I was supposed to sell strawberries.
But fuck it. Here's a video game.
I was supposed to cure cancer, but oops, I'm making video games.
I make characters for video games. That's all I do.
Whoops.
Is that how that works?
I was supposed to cure cancer, but here's Flappy Bird.
I was actually a molecular biologist, but now
I actually.
Thanks to weed legalization, I make video games.
I teach character art at a school here, and there are some absolutely crazy,
wonderful
stories.
People.
Like, no, I'm saying like crazy, like people that do these like insane jobs. Where I'm like, all right, you know that what you're doing is like not what you do. Like there has been molecular biologists. There's been there's been industrial designers that make cars, like design cars. There's dudes that are just like, they're just like, they're like, you know what? I think what I really want to do is make characters for video games. And I'm like, let's do it.
I've been working on Mortician for a while, and I think maybe I can make some video games.
My English teacher in high school, my high school English teacher, he actually, it was like my sophomore year, he actually went to, what is the school called? What's the, for being a mortician.
Mortician school, I guess?
No, what is it?
No, it's called a...
There's a specific name for it.
Freaky Dead Face House.
Mortuary? Yeah, that's the place.
So he left. He left my high school and trained to be a mortician and is now like the mortician in my hometown.
He's probably like, all these little shits are giving me a headache. The only people I want to be around are dead ones.
You're next.
That's usually the opposite of what a mortician really is interested in, but
I love the idea of, like, I hate these kids so bad, I want to
be
just
so
want
excited.
To bury them.
You're exactly, like, so excited to bury them.
I can't wait to recreate their face in...
I'm gonna fuck up their lipstick. I'm gonna have blue lips in this one. That asshole.
G2E Global Gaming Expo. Conventions Vegas, and there's some weird shit that comes up.
I can imagine. I've been to PAX once.
Which one?
It was PAX East. I think it was like two or three years ago, something like that. I think it might have been three. Really, the only reason why I ended up going is because a bunch of buddies of mine ended up going, and they were like, you could crash on the floor. And I'm like, all right, sure, whatever. So I ended up going up there.
They were drunk, and you guys all got tattoos. And yeah, we've heard this story.
Yeah. So I go up there, and
I
I loved it. I had a blast. But the only thing for me was...
Go for it.
The only thing for me was, like... It seemed like everybody that was up there was just like, I'm going to try and see how much free shit I can get. Like, just try and get as much free shit as possible and then just come home.
Come to terms with that. Like, that's just the way it works.
See, but, like, I was like, I just want to, like, go and see shit. Like, I ended up going to that, it was when Elder Scrolls Online was, like, announced. So they had this, like, Elder Scrolls Online party that you were able to get to.
I was there that year, yeah.
But the only way that you were able to get in is you had to have one of those scrolls. So... The first day we get there and there's people handing out these scrolls and I'm like, I don't know what the fuck this is. I threw it into my bag, not knowing. But then my one buddy was like, oh yeah, it's for this party. You got to blah, 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 blah. I'm like, all right, sure, I'll go. So
You're
I go
like,
to this
do
thing.
Do I have one of the Elder Scrolls?
Yeah, so I'm like, so yes, I go down there.
Slash.
And it, like, as soon as you walk in, they give you like they give you a T-shirt, and then they give you this little bag that was filled with like 10 coins, and you use these coins to like.
Oh yeah, I remember you talking about those coins.
You get a beer, or you get yourself a sandwich, or you could sit down and do the pub games that were like kind of similar to the ones that were in the Elder Scrolls games, and you can gamble them to try and win these like crazy fucking prizes. Well. Me taking a cue out of everybody else's book, they were like, well, you just got to just hold on to everything that you get. And I'm like, all right, well, I just won't spend any of them, and I'll hold on to them. I'll put them on eBay. Paid for my whole fucking trip when I got home.
Nice. Yeah, yeah. Like,
there was some dude, I put like five of them up. Or actually, no, you got 20 coins. I put five of them up at a time, and this one dude bought all of them at like 60 or 70 bucks a pop.
God like, damn.
That is actually one of the – we were actually talking about this after Gamescom, how interesting it is to see your game's peripheral loot, like stuff that doesn't happen in-game, get sold on the eBays.
Yeah.
And it's sort of one of those moments where you're like, okay, we're doing it right. Like, you know that people
you know
are selling stuff.
Yeah.
See, and I'm the jackass. Like, I just want that shit. I wouldn't be the one selling it on eBay.
Yeah, you're the guy that just buys it because it's like, yeah, I just want it. Like, that guy that ended up buying them all, he was like, do you have anything more from PAX? Because I'll buy whatever you have. And I'm like, well, I mean, I didn't really get much. I kind of want to keep the
other
shit.
You're like, I ate a lot.
Yeah, basically.
That was
I have a lot of Dungeons and Dragons Neverwinter canvas bags. Do you want any of those? I have about like 20 of them. Would you like
one?
God. When I did New York City Comic Con, that was really the only time I got all the free shit, and it was ridiculous. Like, just people were handing out books. I'm like, oh yeah, sure, I'll take that. And then I realized when I got home and looked at them, the genius was they were handing out books 2 or 3 in a trilogy.
That's
dirtbag.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, I see how it is. Like, you get a free book, but you got to go and immediately buy something just so you know what the fuck this free
book
is.
So you know what the hell is going on.
Basically.
So what kind of free shit have you guys given away at conventions?
Oh, wow, so much stuff.
And do you have any left?
One of my favorite things is the...
Do you have any left?
Yeah, we do, actually. So we've given out the... We call them Yowies, but they're like... Joe's not a fan of these, and because he's a dick butt. But they're like do you guys ever watch Survivor?
Sure.
You know, like that thing that they give them that it's like a tube top or a head wrap or a mini skirt or a.
It's none of those things. Yeah. It's a piece of fabric. It's a piece of fabric. It's not a mini skirt.
It's a tube, but they wear it like
it's
that.
A tube of fabric.
It's a fabric tube.
The fabric tube.
A fabric
tube. And
people
love it. So we give that out. We gave out T-shirts, which are beautiful. What else have we given out? It doesn't sound very exciting.
You need to get like some weird shit. You need to get like snap bracelets and like.
You need gigantic dildos. And they've got to be like
probably not
18 inches.
They have to be gigantic.
I was going to say like a plush. What's the mouse's name?
Southpaw.
Fang. Yeah,
Southpaw.
No, South. You need a Southpaw one.
Yeah,
Southpaw plushies.
Southpaw, but you know, of course, my friends here go right to the dildos.
Hey, if Saints Row can do it.
If Ghost can do it.
Some of our friends go right to the dildos as well.
But are you at home or are you still at work?
Oh, we're still at the office.
No.
See, actually,
you go right for the dildos.
You go right for the dildos.
Wait, did I miss something there that made me
you miss
say
a little,
terrifying?
Yeah. I'm going to mute myself for just 1 second.
What are you saying?
Because he's gonna poop.
What are you saying?
You know, he had very important business to attend to that
he needs more ice.
Wait.
He has to poop himself.
He had to snort cocaine.
It's probably a combination of both of those things. Probably
it's possible.
And ice based.
Yeah.
I'll be
no,
honest.
You could
just don't
like
mix them up.
You could just like get really really weird merch like a visor. Like who wears visors anymore?
No one. And no way.
Yeah.
No way.
So yeah. So you could just be like, here's a gigantic visor, and people are like,
and it's got to be
what?
Like the plastic visor too.
Yeah. Yeah.
With
not
like
even
the,
like
the plastic window.
Uh huh. Like one of those like dealer visors for like
straight
a really
out of the 80s.
Like, yeah.
Shit.
I'm not interested
there
in
it
that.
Is. So I finally found it. When you guys plan for Las Vegas, Combat Con is in July.
Combat Con.
I'm sorry, June. Sorry, it's in June.
God damn it, Pappy. Make up your mind.
So that's like a bad time.
Yeah, June. It's in June, but it's nothing but people who do fucking combat shit for a living.
I used to be relevant. I did martial arts a lot through high school.
You can fight in or watch a tournament.
No, I'm like basically I have the competency of a 12-year-old at this point.
Well, then just go in the 12-year-old tournament.
Yeah, I would, dude. I'm 6'2", about 210. I'm gonna knock some kids out.
Dude, easy wins. Easy wins.
I'll just like open hand slap.
You do that for the first two rounds, then you just get up against this kid who's like fucking, you know, this ninja. And he beats the shit out of you in round three.
I think that's pretty unlikely based on just strictly on weight and height.
I'm just a fan like, of the of like the judges being like, are you sure you're 12?
You did your research?
Yeah, well, look at Jet Li. He's like 5'7".
Yeah, but you also have to understand, too, that like 12-year-olds are probably somewhere around like 6'2" now.
Haven't you seen Surf Ninjas?
Bro,
no,
I think
but
Surf
I
Ninjas,
want to.
Surf Ninjas. Well, that's one of the best movies of all time.
Yeah, kids can beat the shit out of an adult.
Well, in a movie. Three Ninjas. I will say Three Ninjas. I will say is one of my favorite movies from being a kid, and I rewatched it in an inebriated state, and it held up.
I think really?
If I watched it without any sort of augmentation, I would probably not have enjoyed it. But
which is fair.
Have you seen Three Ninjas, Troy?
No.
God,
I'm looking it up right now.
You don't even like fun.
Okay. Sorry, I'm so busy.
He's a fun sucker.
Doing important things.
Saying augmentation, all I could think of is I didn't ask for this.
I never asked for this.
Wow.
Oh, never. My God.
So what do you guys play when you're not playing your game?
My game. That's my favorite thing.
That's it? That's all you just play your game?
Yeah, that. No lie. Joe plays it to a certain point of
like ad nauseum.
But there is another game that he plays,
which is what,
the one that you're playing right now?
I'm not playing a game. What are you talking about?
That dino stupid.
This podcast is terrible. I'm gonna just fucking play a game on my iPad instead.
What's it called?
Oh, Ark.
It's so good.
Oh, Ark.
Yo. You cannot hate against somebody that's playing Ark because that game looks fucking insane.
Hey. Oh, I really have worked it out. I can.
just the fact that part of the survival is collecting poop.
Yes, they showed it to me. We spent a whole night. They absolutely like laid it out for me because it sounded like they were having a little bit of fun, and then I watched it and I was like,
yay, poopy.
Yeah, I watched one of those.
It's kind of amazing because it's like all of the like, it's like the little kid. What was the show? There was a cartoon that had dinosaurs wearing like mech gear. There
what?
Was in the 80s.
Oh,
there was
my
a
God. I know
Devin.
Exactly
Devin
about.
Will know. Devin,
Dinobots.
Hey, Devin.
That happened well before I was born, so I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah. Right. Sure. No. It was like sure. I remember. I always had.
Google was autofilling this question for me.
What is it?
The very first image pops up. It's exactly now. What's the name of it? What's the fucking name of it?
It's dino. I mean, I remember the. I had the Brontosaurus. I got it from like a garage sale when I was little.
Dino
was, like,
saucers.
With, like, what?
Dino saucers. They were wearing like armor and shit, and they were aliens from dinosaurs.
Yes,
from space.
Yes. It was dino saucers.
Yeah, dino saucers.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I thought it was just Dinobots.
Shit out of that.
Baller.
No, Dinobots didn't.
Wait, wait. Hold on. No, these are like
Dinobots were
morphic. That's different. Those were also a thing. Not
yeah,
the
that was more of a yeah.
No, that's a different thing.
Dinosaurs was the heyday of the '80s when anything and everything was made into a fucking cartoon.
No, Dinobots.
True
is like,
that. Yeah, that happened.
Yeah, the Dinobots was like Grimlock and all of them in Transformers.
Hold on, the Brontosaurus toy rocket launchers. That's my hat.
No, we're taking a step back into Joe's childhood.
Oh, here we go. It's I see an image of it. And it is Dino Riders.
Dino Riders.
Ah, Riders. That's it.
That shit's cool.
So there were two dinosaur cartoons in the '80s.
No, check out. So Dino Riders is exactly what Ark is. It's like one to one. Like put a saddle on a Brontosaurus.
Slightly better graphics.
Shit, I forgot all about Dino Riders.
Yeah, so you forgot about it, and now you remember, and you're like, shit, that was a cool thing.
And now you can play that as a video game.
And now, as a grown-ass man...
But now I'm seeing a guy's collection.
You're still like, that's a cool...
And now I'm seeing someone's mint collection, and I want to find out where he was, break into his house, and take all of his toys.
It's very, very... Like,
watch that guy listens to our show. Well, fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy. I didn't say that out loud. hey, do me a favor, gentlemen. Though would you do a little poll amongst your listenership?
Listeners?
if viewers.
In well, their listeners.
Audience.
Yep. Your audience,
Zach and Randall.
the best way to, like, when you see somebody in the office who's like hanging out on one of those yoga balls, what's the best way to pop it?
On a what?
The yoga balls?
It's like the blow up balls.
Honestly, you don't want to use a projectile just in case it's not powerful enough and it bounces off and knocks someone's eye out. So really, you're going to have to get up.
That one, I'm like, I kind of like the idea.
Well, I'm saying, like, you don't want to risk a dart or a BB gun. You know, okay. You don't want to risk it bouncing. So you're going to need to get up close and personal.
Maybe hear that or pistol?
With, like, just maybe hide a razor blade in your knee, and then just
in,
like,
your knee.
Wait, whoa, yeah. Whoa!
Writing this down. Hold on.
Hide a razor blade in your knee. What kind of visceral?
Yeah, you take a dual-edged razor blade, shove half
that's
of it in your knee.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
Hey, Joe, we're talking Spycraft here, so you
that's
might
not Spycraft!
No, no one would ever believe that you would be crazy enough...
To put a razor blade in your kneecap.
Yeah.
Wait, look at this.
Just hammer the one morning. End into your kneecap.
Just go old school...
Just to hammer it right in? Okay.
Just go,
honestly,
go old school punk.
Honestly, your best bet would be to sabotage it before they sat down.
Yeah!
That way you wouldn't get, you know, fingered... Because
so it's just like one long, sad fart as they settle to the ground.
But you might have to experiment with other yoga balls to find out that perfect hole size where it won't really start deflating until they sit on it. You know?
I'm also okay with one just big pop and they hit the ground.
I would just say
have
katana.
Have you actually seen that? Because it's probably one of the best things to ever watch. When you see someone, like, you'll see, because, like, when the yoga ball, like, especially with... We have an open floor plan. There's been 3 casualties.
Really?
Since I've worked here.
We've had
three. Jake was one. Tomas had one. No. And then somebody on the other side of the
show says sitting in yoga balls.
There's a few people at the office that have them. But they're so, like, what happens is, like, if they're amateur hour on a yoga ball, they'll just sit there and they'll just, like, bounce slowly up and down. You'll see.
Well,
amateur.
Devin's not doing it anymore.
He's only, no,
he was. He was.
No,
just
no,
like,
no. He's only. He, this is Ted's. He's stolen it while he's been gone. It's new.
He's totally bouncing right now.
Yeah, no, he's bouncing. So what you'll see is just like a head bouncing when they're not really comfortable.
Please gonna play.
He's taking it off right now. But what happens is you'll see the head bouncing, and you'll hear this huge explosion. Like, it's like a gunshot, and it will shake your chest. It's so loud. And then they'll disappear. They'll just, like, fall to the ground, break their ass. It's pretty special.
Oh, my God.
That's definitely... Yeah, I think the sabotage route is probably your best bet.
Okay.
Either that, or you can literally just walk past, go old school, like, punk, and just, like, put a pin or a nail or something and have it on, like, your shoe. And then when you're walking past, just give it a little kick and just...
No. Just lay some tacks, like, some thumb tacks on the ground. And when they start bouncing... Boom. Land on it. That'd be terrible. Just like violently.
Yeah, or someone's
gonna land on
it.
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying. If you just attach it to your shoe, you could literally just walk past and be like, "Pop!" Ah!
The problem is that now you are the prime suspect.
All right. Yeah. Exactly. And Joe, you, like, I'm asking these guys, not you.
I don't care about your opinion.
No. I'm just saying you're your plans are bad.
You're an accomplice.
Well,
as well.
You know, I mean, you don't want to go too far. You don't want to just, you know, walk up, kick it, pop it, and then, you know, pour lighter fluid on them or something.
Yeah, that's what that's
who popped
goes.
My yoga ball? Those, like, podcast,
like, those
assholes
cops,
did.
Like, throw out those, like, roll out spike things that blow tires.
Fucking spike strip. Jesus.
And then stab them in the gut and then, like, put them, wrestle them around.
Yeah, that's like the opposite.
If you set them on fire, they won't be too mad that you, you know, popped their yoga ball.
Yeah, that'd be the least of their worries.
They'll be way madder about the second part.
A fair point you make.
Right.
I'm still thinking a crossbow might work.
A crossbow?
Yeah.
Well, that's
you better
again,
have really fucking good aim.
At the scene, you know,
plenty of evidence, and
I
don't even want to be at the scene.
Yeah, and then you know, with the crossbow thing, now you've got the problem of what if your aim is really shitty?
Yep.
Who has a who brought a crossbow into work today?
They ain't no good. Ain't nobody want an arrow in their butt.
Nope.
Just in their neck instead.
It's
who shot me?
Oh my god! What the fuck?
Yeah,
I don't know, man.
That's a job opening.
I'll be sure to keep checking Indeed.
Oh my god, what is wrong with us?
You guys need a hype man. I mean, you heard Chris talking about your game earlier.
Oh yeah, we have guys on who made a game.
Yeah, if you hire him first.
If you need a personal crossbow specialist, I'll start training right now.
Professional crossbow targets. So.
I can do that too.
You'd be a good choice for that.
No health care.
Yeah. Good luck.
Shucks.
Godspeed.
Welcome aboard.
Yeah, cool. When do I start?
I have a job.
Right now. Oh, god damn it.
That was my crossbow noise.
That's a good noise.
They don't make that's a laser, hear me.
Can you have like a special mode in Gigantic where like all of the sound effects are just like ad libbed like
pew pew
pew pew pew
waka waka
boom.
Early on in the project, we had the CTO of all people. He's a sound design enthusiast. Very early on, all of our sound effects were done by the CTO.
Amazing.
That's got to be a cheat code in the game.
Yeah,
he is. Yeah, Rick Lambright.
Yep. And Rick did all the sound effects for. It was probably the first. It was like the first prototype. Like until the very, very bitter end of the green light demo we did, there were some winners, like sound effects wise. They were just like,
yeah, because he's like, ow, ow.
But it was clearly him, and then just like pitch shifted. But he has a very distinct voice.
Oh,
like,
God.
Because yeah, his voice is more like, ow.
I feel like you need to keep one of those in, you know, like for a death scene. Somebody dies.
One day I'll show all that stuff to everybody and just be like, this is what this game was.
Like, I really want something like that to be a cheat code in the game.
No, I just keep
it. No, you just make it like a pack that you could, like,
an audio sound pack.
Yeah, it's a sound pack that you just pay and you download it.
It'll be that one, it'll be the Chipmunks, and it'll be Snoop Dogg. Ow. Ow.
Probably not the second, but definitely the last one.
Definitely the last one.
Yeah.
Though I did see Snoop Dogg had a Garmin sound pack for like your
and it's
your, like,
amazing.
Garmin.
It is fucking incredible. My car was getting towed from AAA, and the guy that picked me up had his set to that, and I could not stop laughing. it was absolutely fucking amazing.
Damn, like, bitch, you missed your time.
Good.
No, it was like, hey, brother, the next time that you can make a right. Do it.
it's legitimately Snoop Dogg recording all that shit.
Yeah,
they're
it's actually
really
him.
Is it Snoop Dogg again, or is he still Snoop Lion?
Snoop Lion was an album. No, he's Snoop Dogg.
Okay. No, but he was saying that he was called Snoop.
No, yeah, he was Snoop Lion for a while. You know?
Yeah,
like,
it was like
I understand how this works.
A year.
Like, that was totally for an album.
Okay,
clearly
we
don't understand how this works. Yeah. And also, what about
I am the one
the
of the
one
whitest
album.
People you'll ever meet. So.
Jesus.
That's my excuse.
Is that a person?
That's an album name.
Jesus.
By Kanye West.
But we were
Kanye
supposed
West?
To call him Jesus.
No, he didn't change his name. He's Kanye. It was Kanye West's album name, Jesus.
But then people started. Well, some people started calling him Jesus.
Well,
yeah.
They also call him Yeezy, and they call him Yay. And,
well, it's
actually,
like Sean Puffy, like, P. Daddy, P. Diddy,
that man. Puffy that man Thomas. Don't have any idea what his name is. I don't think he actually knows.
I don't think he does either.
He's Peef Diddy now.
Peef.
I think Queef
Daddy.
Yeah, P Diddly Dokio.
Queef Diddy Kong.
Queef Diddy Kong.
Diddly Dokio is my actual favorite.
And
that's what I'm gonna call Joe from now on. Actually,
nice.
You know what? Now each week I'm gonna have a new name for you, Joe.
Okay.
And your new name for now is
P-diddly-o-ky-o.
The likelihood...
Equifidelio-kyo.
The likelihood of me actually responding to any of them, because that clearly...
Well, I'm going to say it right in your face, so you're not to respond.
Fair enough. Touche.
Basically. So you really don't play anything other than your game?
Yeah, Troy, what about you?
Oh, God. You know, it's a little embarrassing because... So I travel a lot.
Okay.
I'm really bad at our game, and I sit next to Aggro and make aggros a lot over here, or as we like to say, Queef Diddly D Daddy. And so I'm actually playing a lot of DS games right now.
Which is nothing wrong with that.
I'm the only one in this group that doesn't own and play a DS regularly, so don't feel bad.
Yeah, so...
I don't think he has any apologies about that. As far as I can tell.
Well, you know, masks, too.
I don't know about those.
Well, you collect them when you get friends.
I definitely don't know.
What are those?
Don't talk too much about it. Chris will go on his rant about collecting puzzle pieces.
I'm good.
No, lay it on me, because I got some things to say.
I spent all of the first MAGFest that I went to.
11,000 people.
I spent all fucking weekend clearing puzzle pieces, and because I was mainly down at the vendor hall because I was schlepping my one CD, so like I was getting people passing me fucking constantly. But then the problem was people wouldn't clear their street passes, so like
I would
have people be they'd be walking past me and they would be trying to like get puzzle pieces, and I'm like, I'm clear. You can get... Like, I have every fucking piece except for, like, five, and I can't get them off of any of you fuckers because you all have, like, the same shit. And it's
exactly.
Just...
Exactly.
Yeah.
I still enjoyed...
It's frustrating.
I enjoyed the one MAGFest where you couldn't, like, street pass anybody.
Yeah. I don't know if it was something with my 3DS, but it just hated...
We're sitting
street
in a
passing
room.
People.
There's 3DSs. Two of them are getting street passes just from people walking down the hallway, and Chris was getting nothing.
Nothing.
It's
just like,
room.
What the fuck? Why isn't mine getting...
There were people street-passing each other in the same fucking room.
But not you.
And I wasn't getting them.
Not you. That was funny.
And then every single time I would finally get my last puzzle piece, they would fucking release a new puzzle the next fucking day.
Yep.
And they did it for like a month straight. Like, I'm like, yay, I'm finally done with this one. Hey, we just got this new Sonic Boom one. Like, go fuck yourself. Oh, hey, here's like three or four Pikmin ones. Here's another one. Like, holy shit, man, just stop. Like,
breaking my balls, Nintendo. Break my balls.
I hear you, brother. I hear you. Like, you are... Joe's looking to me like, what the fuck are they talking about? But I got you. I got you. And here's what I do. I come in to work in the near morning. and then I take my DS and I walk it down each aisle of where we work so I can get all my street passes. And then I play Monster Manor.
I think that's
fuck
the only
yeah,
one
Monster
that I haven't
Manor.
Played.
Did you not buy the pack of four?
No, I've played them on other people's DSs.
I'm a
broke ass bitch.
Monster Manor's the shit.
It comes free.
The monster one?
Yeah, doesn't it come with your business?
No, the puzzles in the Find Me, where you have to
Find Me and the puzzle
rescue
the puzzle pieces are the only free ones.
I don't know anything. I actually have a DS that it's probably somewhere in this hovel.
I brought it up to him and I was like, "Hey, do you have a DS? Let's rub up on each other and get some stuff." And he's like, "What? Oh wait, my batteries are..." He was like, "Did anyone have any AAA batteries?" And I'm like, "That's not how it works." It's like, "I don't know. I don't, man.
Video games confuse me.
What is this thing? It's got two screens. I don't understand.
This is weird. Which one do I lick?"
Yeah, that's basically how I do it. But I don't really use... I have never actually done any of the street pass stuff. I didn't even have it turned on.
There's so many people that don't know.
Whenever I do Joe's voice, I do it in like some kind of weird hillbilly hootenanny voice. You all right?
I just heard a bang and a holy fuck.
I'm sorry. You guys didn't hear the giant fucking peal of thunder like lightning just struck.
No, I heard that. Yeah.
No, I heard it.
I thought it was something falling.
No, that was the outside.
That was the universe imploding.
We're in terror season here in Vegas, where it doesn't quite rain so much as try to destroy the valley.
Nice.
Yeah,
fingers
God
crossed.
Hates Vegas. Every god. Doesn't matter what religion.
All the gods.
Vegas really wasn't meant to be there.
No, it's fucking, hey, we're in the middle of the desert. Let's put the biggest
LA
fucking
and Vegas.
Mecca.
Like, both of them don't make much sense.
No, it makes no goddamn sense. And and the earth itself doesn't appreciate Vegas.
No, and also Orange County could do with a big earthquake. Oh, that's rude.
Ouch.
Joe, I can't believe you said that.
Blah, da, 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 da.
You know, the thing is, we don't sound much alike.
Yeah, we don't sound much alike.
That's actually not hillbilly at all.
It almost sounded like the Sam the Eagle from the Muppets.
Or like a really sad Kermit.
Hi-ho, like Kermit the Frog.
I will say this. I'm actually kind of pumped for the Muppets TV show.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Wait, are they redoing? Oh, is
dude,
Muppets
they
Muppets
are. Today? Yeah.
They actually,
I just got real jammed up.
YouTube video.
I'm excited.
That they showed at Comic-Con. They put the 8-minute clip out.
Kermit and Miss Piggy broke up.
Yeah, and she's dating.
What?
They're free agents right now.
Yeah. He's dating a younger pig, and she's dating. I forget. A human actor. I forget his name.
She likes humans now, huh?
It was really funny in the clip when they're thinking about how to get the show running, and out of nowhere it just cuts to Elizabeth Banks, and she's like, you know, you could get a lot of celebrities on the show. They'd love to do it. And Kermit's like, oh, that'd be great. Do you know any? yeah, sure. I'll get right on that.
Like, womp womp.
So, you know, I actually, so the, what's the Muppets, the one with the frog leg store. Which one was that? Muppets.
Babies.
Muppet.
No, Muppet. There was a movie. The first Muppets movie.
The one with my stunt double, Jason Segel.
No.
The earlier ones, right?
The first one.
Oh, wasn't it just the Muppet movie?
It might have been just the Muppet movie. Where,
I think so.
Where they're selling frog legs. There's somebody that's like got a frog leg shack. Like a giant fiberglass frog legs, like an M, basically.
Oh god.
I watched it recently, like I think it was like last Christmas. I was at home and I just like turned it on. It's surprisingly kind of like, I don't know, it's definitely subversive in weird ways. Like, it's definitely for adults first.
Yeah, and this
it's not for kids.
It's the 70s, man. It's the 70s.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And it shows like a documentary office style of them doing a late night show. So they said it's geared right towards the adults who watched it back in the 70s.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited.
Yeah. So it's supposed to be a lot more risque. But yeah, I think the Muppets always were better at doing, you know, putting a little bit of adult stuff back in.
Yeah, I mean, as a kid, I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved it as a kid, and I never even, like,
but then
none...
you watch it later, you're like, wait.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Totally you're totally stoned.
They were like, kind of...
You're stoned, and you're making sex jokes. What? You don't know.
Yes, yes.
What are you talking about?
The adult version of Sesame Street.
Yeah.
The news came out, Sesame Street's going to fucking HBO.
Wait, what?
Sesame Street is moving to HBO.
Showtime.
That's right? Pretty much like... What are they going to do with that?
Is that Oscar going to deal with PTSD?
They're having all the backlog on it. They're going to have all the...
No, that can't be a thing. Sesame...
No, I don't...
No, their backlog is going to be on the Showtime streaming service.
They're showing the old stuff. Because Sesame Street is PBS.
Yeah,
that's the news that hit today. It's a little jammed up, but it's still pretty cool. It's like, I mean, honestly,
all I'm saying is that our public funds, as they should, fund Sesame Street.
Yeah. Okay.
By
no,
viewers like you.
Yeah.
That's right.
Sesame Street will be on HBO additionally.
Yeah, dude.
They are funding the next 5 years of Sesame Street.
That's what it says.
Yeah, they're funding it, but it's still going to be on PBS.
Yeah, it'll be on PBS 9 months later.
That's amazing.
Yeah, no, it's... Yeah, re-edited old episodes will still be on PBS.
I'm reading it right now,
New episodes will appear first on HBO and then be provided to PBS after 9 months.
Only re-edited old episodes will be on PBS. Oh, so yeah, HBO gains 9 months exclusivity before they go on PBS for free, which still, I'd say, honestly, is a win-win.
Yeah.
It's a total win.
Yeah. But like I said, it's going to be weird when we get that episode where Oscar the Grouch has to deal with his PTSD from Nom.
Dude, I can't wait for the new Bert and Ernie clips.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure Bert and Ernie will finally get married.
I'm going to get Tina Fey with Big Bird right now.
I can't wait for Full Frontal Snuffleupagus.
I had no idea.
Oh, yeah, she was in the last movie. Oh, wait, no, it's Sesame. No, that's Sesame Street. Sorry, I was literally just looking at Muppets.
Yeah.
Like, covers. Like, that's what I was thumbing through.
Your bits? Like, your personal bits?
At work.
Come on, dude, we're live. This is media.
No, that's fine.
What are you saying?
I'm not wearing any pants right now.
New media, stop looking at your...
It's okay, no one's going to hear this.
My bits.
His bits.
What does that even mean?
Also, we are well over the time.
That's very true.
We have a time limit.
Well, they have a time limit.
True.
Yeah.
We don't, actually. I'm just saying. Why.
Oh, okay. Well, then, fuck it. It doesn't matter. We still didn't... We didn't read... I'm sure... Did a...
Yeah, Zach emailed us.
Yeah, we have emails. There is shit that we're supposed to talk about, I think, right?
I don't know.
There was news.
We don't have a... Like, I'm the boss of news, and I don't really know... I don't really know that we're supposed to say stuff.
Oh, I thought you had things.
Well, because we do it weekly, so there was stuff that's like happened in the past like few days.
Generally,
so.
You know, when the guests
have news.
Yeah, when the guests are sick of us, then we just talk about a little bit of news, emails, and then say goodnight.
Just random shit.
I want to hear news.
I don't know what's going on with video games. Please inform me.
Yeah. Joe, inform the guys who've been stuck working on one game for the last several months.
Of the other games that are happening. Yeah.
I was actually just going to ask them a question about the game they're working on.
All right, we'll do that.
We know that you guys have the PC alpha going on right now. There's been talk of a console alpha or beta or whatever it is. What kind of info do you guys have on that?
So August 28th, we are going to be doing a... is when we transition into beta. So Xbox One, Windows 10 beta.
Oh, snap.
Nice.
And, I'm excited.
And how do the three of us get priority access?
What a bastard.
Well, you know some peeps, so
that's
maybe
very true. I've heard that I know a guy who knew a guy who blew a guy.
I had a girlfriend.
You're talking about Joe.
Yep.
Yeah, but he really worked hard. I can just add you.
Nice.
Yeah, not a lot of energy.
Amazing.
Wow. Bus. Meet me.
Sorry, they're just.
They're doing
a podcast. Come on.
Come on. Yeah, I mean, come on. How? This is a lot. This is like the hardest work ever.
Yeah. Dead silence.
It was perfect. A huge cricket that like burst into this podcast.
I'm sorry. I was reading a slides, as they say in the business. you don't know.
You're not in the business.
Hey, buddy, you're an artist. So leave the talking.
Sit down.
You know the talking deep. I'll leave you to the colors and shapes. You leave me. To
you
the...
don't, though. You don't.
This is so much more entertaining than news.
Like purple thing.
They're
what
actually
is that
having a
thing,
TIFF live
the blue
on our
purple
show.
One.
What, can you help me,
mommy, daddy? Oh, stop it.
Color good.
Anyway, the point being that what are you talking about?
Yeah.
The point is the beta is happening later this month.
The beta.
Slides.
Beta's later.
Why don't you slide? When does this podcast go live?
It will go live
tomorrow
on iTunes and
YouTube and MP3, and then Monday night it goes on bleedingcool.com.
So I can't share anything that I'm looking at right now. I literally cannot.
We could always record a second part for next week.
Right.
Here's what I'll say is that we have a great game, and that August 28th we are going to be moving into beta.
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 Or as they say in, yes, as they say in Germany, beta.
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 So we can maybe run into Joe online and get slaughtered by him single-handedly.
Seriously, I would love for you to just beat him mercilessly at his own game.
Keep
you heard
keep
how they
dreaming.
Play games, right?
Who knows? Maybe one of us will be a savant.
Yeah, maybe I'm just like naturally good at this game. I don't know.
But yeah, I don't think that's how it works.
Before we started, Chris and I were watching gameplay, and like the very beginning of the game, some dude ran to the other team and slaughtered everyone. Like before shit was even getting underway, and I'm like, that's us right there. That is our team.
Yeah. Yeah. We're the ones that
we're
got
the
murdered.
Ones getting
so
slaughtered.
The getting killed part. They're yeah. Like getting
that's
killed.
How we do.
What's yeah, funny, like, we get I remember 15 years ago being really good at StarCraft and actually being able to beat most of my friends and the people I played with, and now I'm like, that must have been a fluke.
I was never good at any RTSs. I am fucking god awful at them.
That must have been a fluke because I've never found a video game since that I was even remotely competitive at. That's why I play Fallout.
If Diablo was competitive, I would fuck shit up. So
well, they got a Diablo ranking.
There's like a rank mode in like
yeah, but the problem is the people that do the seasons, because that's really the only ranked mode, are the people that literally have no fucking lives and will sit in front of their computer for like 17, 18 hours a day. Or they share their account with other people so that they've always have someone on there playing.
My favorite part about like when you start talking about competitive gaming, Joe just sort of like gets all squirrely in his seat and he gets
no, I had
a little
to pee.
Like, he starts to sweat a little bit.
No, that's me having to pee. I have to pee.
Yeah. So basically,
so how do you guys
Joe's
not have raid buckets
to...
under your fucking desks? I mean, you're obviously like when you're working on a game that requires a lot of work, you need a raid bucket under your desk.
Well, here's the way the game dev works here at Motiga. We basically kind of hang from these meat hooks, and then they put these little tubes into anything that might exude a moisture.
You guys just
and
have
then,
catheters in.
Shatheters.
Shatheters.
Yes,
and then
that was my $1 million idea. It was a catheter for your butt so you could shit.
I forgot about that fucking joke. Yeah.
You know, you're yeah. talking about this, but I actually have a poster from a friend of mine who drew something like that in his. He's an artist and he's not a big fan of cubicle life and business model and all of that. So he actually did a whole cubicle farm of everyone hooked up to IVs. And all that shit, and everybody had a giant hamster water bottle in their cubicle.
Well, so you described a bit of what it's like to work in video games, and also, I love this, I had a friend who's not real a big fan of business model.
Let's put it this way, he bought a house in the middle of nowhere outside of Memphis, and is actually making a living off of Etsy. Like, he's currently selling...
Does he secretly have a vagina?
No, he's currently selling Pit Boys. He's making a killing making Pit Boys.
Like the arm-based?
Yep. You can put your cell phone in it.
That's clever.
Yeah.
I don't mean to...
No, that's how I put it.
My best friends invented Fallout, so...
Oh, shit. Oh.
Well, you name dropping.
Dragon going on there.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah, you know. I knew a guy who blew a guy.
Yeah, you're sitting next to
guy.
Him, Chris.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's yes. how. Hey, how the fuck do you think I got into Magfest? I knew a guy who blew a guy.
Why not? Are we talking about current events?
Sure. What do you want to talk about? This is your show. We give up. And now we're all confused.
Do me a favor, gentlemen. We should edit out the Bill Cosby stuff because we don't want to... Joe
incriminate
is.
Each other? I mean, I don't know. I didn't do anything wrong, so
he's sort of terrible in pretty much all the ways.
Yeah, yeah.
But I will point out the top 10 trending now words on Urban Dictionary. I'm reading through this pretty good.
You're not going to read them off for us?
Pretty.
No, you don't read out Urban Dictionary.
How do you go there?
I went to Frame Job, and that's what I see in the top right.
I don't have that.
They're different for each person.
Maybe you have to be a frequent user before they.
Honestly, it's just there.
The only one I don't know actually is by Felicia.
What?
Oh, okay. Well, that.
Well, that makes sense. Now I understand.
When I'm trying to think what the hell news there is that came out this week.
There were things that happened, weren't there?
Oh, there was that Rock Band news.
Oh, yeah. So, the PlayStation 4...
Digital version is getting...
If you pre-order it now, there are 10 exclusive songs that you get for free by pre-ordering them.
I want to hear them.
All That Remains Divide.
I need to sing the chorus for each song.
I don't know, and I know one of them.
I know one of them, and it's the live version, which is very upsetting.
I need the medley of all 10, this interview is over.
Burn this place to the ground.
Well, thank you for coming.
There is a term called shirt-cocking.
Shirt-cocking?
It's men who go about their day with a shirt on, but no pants or underwear.
So no my pants Saturdays.
I like the random laughter I heard in the background.
In the background.
Because Joe's muting himself because he's also eating Chex Mix.
Crunchcast.
You have to chew into the microphone.
Yes, you do.
That's a weird chew.
I think you need to learn how to chew again. Because I think you're doing it wrong.
That's like one of my number one pet peeves is crunching in microphones.
We've had so many episodes that are just people eating.
Right behind my head while I'm working, and I'm just like, ah! He's like watching what I'm doing, and I'm like, oh my God.
So All That Remains was one of them.
Yeah, All That Remains Divide, Blitz Kids, Run for Cover, Bring Me the Horizon, Throne, Dead Sarah, Mona Lisa, Duran Duran, The Reflex, Janis Joplin, Move Over, Of Mice and Men, Would You Still Be There, Oh Honey, Sugar You, C6 Steve, which that's my new favorite band name, Summertime Boy, and Pantera with a live version of Cowboys from Hell.
My question for you is like, do you give a shit?
The Pantera song, sure, but it's live, so no.
Yeah, no. They managed to release a track list that so underwhelmed me that I actually didn't give a shit retroactively.
Hey, that's just 10 more songs I could have had.
I care exactly about the fact that I have a bunch of Xbox based kit for that game. Yeah. And I will buy on the Xbox because I have all of the instruments.
Yeah, you've already made the investment.
I'm not going to go buy a PS4.
What are your guys' thoughts on Xbox versus PlayStation?
That's treading waters. You can't really like ask too many game developers that kind of stuff.
You can ask it. It doesn't really matter.
Ask it. I mean, like, yeah. For me, PlayStation has just never really done the thing for me. Like,
I have both and I love both. If I have peripherals for one, I'm not buying peripherals for the other.
Yeah,
makes sense.
I still have a Nintendo. Right.
That's how it works.
I got the light gun for the Nintendo. Fuck upgrading.
Right, you should never upgrade from Duck Hunt, bro. Like Duck Hunt is.
Pew pew.
Boo, boo, it's got like ding, a little ding, ding. Like whenever you ding. Pull the trigger, it's got the you can hear the spring.
The spring is the best part.
Yeah, exactly. That's the best part.
It is the best part. And that goddamn dog.
Actually, you know what you should do? You should, in that sound pack where you guys are making all of the sounds yourselves, one of them for one of your characters that has like a gun type of. Like attack. You should record someone pulling back the trigger on a light gun.
Yes, I like it.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, we should. We actually should. And I'm gonna. Yep.
Write it down. Also, hey Joe, is it just me or should we invite all these guys to come out to our launch party?
Yeah.
I'm talking to the other Joe.
I can still influence.
I don't know how the hell we're getting to Seattle, but
fucking walking,
fucking
obviously.
Road trip.
No, we're gonna have the party in Verguba, Minnesota,
Ohio, Ohio,
Alexandria, Virginia, Ohio, Canada,
Alexandria, Gaylord, Verguba,
Verguba,
Verguba, Verguba.
Burbler. Smell my diary for Gerber.
Whoa.
Mm-mm. Wait, you have your creepy, stinky diary that you threw at me earlier? It's
the one that's.
Callback! Ow!
The one that smells like rotten chicken.
He's throwing again.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, he threw it at me and it hit me in the bone parts.
Verguba.
Right in the verguba.
All right. And on that note,
that's the worst time to get hit in your verjuba.
Verjuba.
It's right in between your gerbajerb and your Virginia.
All of those, yes.
Right in between the Toledo.
I was born with both of those. But I do want to say, gentlemen, it's been a distinct pleasure. I'm getting hangry eyes from one of my fellow minions.
No, hey, thanks for coming on, guys. This was a lot of fun.
It has been an insane, enjoyable episode.
It's been a pleasure.
And I'm glad
we got
to
fun for us too.
Yeah, I'm glad we got to talk about Gigantic and then a bunch of other stuff that was not
Gigantic. Yep.
Did we actually talk about Gigantic? Did that happen?
Yeah, that was about an hour.
There was like 5 minutes of it at the beginning.
Yeah. We talked about it. It's
super fun. We'll come back again, I promise. In the interim, I also have to urinate and eat some food.
Yep. Yes. We will get to the paragraphs of emails and all of that shit. We'll do that when you guys take off. So
after I hang up on you brutally.
Aww.
Nice.
True.
Do it.
So any last words before you guys go?
Thank you, gentlemen. So much fun. And come by gogigantic.com. Sign up for our pending beta.
Beta?
Yep. The beta.
Our beta. It's coming the 28th of August.
Ah, the beta.
I'll miss you guys.
We'll miss you, too.
We already miss you.
Fun.
I love you.
I'll never let go.
Hello.
Okay,
I just love the clicking of the mic muting on and off.
Yeah, basically.
Troy just straight hung up on us, so.
Perfect.
Oh, my God.
And I'm hanging up on Joseph.
Oh,
he hung up.
All
right, so what else we got in the news? Our emails.
I'm going to see if I could access the email on my iPad and not fuck up the call.
It's still there.
Indeed. Skype recording?
Yep.
So yeah, that was a pretty fucking crazy
awesome
interview.
Awesome.
I like these guys.
Was I the only one who noticed that Troy managed to get more intoxicated as we went?
Like, yeah.
Oh, yes.
It was awesome.
Intoxicated.
Lovely.
That was pretty fun. I'm going to go back to watching the Taylor Swift video, so you guys do whatever you want.
Okay.
We got our email.
Also, I'm just going to say this right now. I'm obviously way, way, way more personally invested and interested in playing this game a lot more.
Yeah. Those guys have more than sold me on a game that I already have an alpha invite for.
Well, fuck you, Mr. Like, I'm already in.
But it's
guy.
On PC, so, like, I.
So you're not going to use it.
I'm fucking terrible.
So you're not even going to use it.
I want to use it. It's remembering the days that they're doing it.
There's no way anybody.
And then looking at the clock and being like,
ah, damn it.
Did you guys get the video links that he sent?
He has it on his iPad.
Probably.
Yes. Yeah, so when we're done, watch especially the second video.
Okay.
Just especially.
But I'm going to handle Zach's email. So
all right, you handle it all you want.
Here we go.
Catching up on episodes 114, 115, 116, and 117.
Hope we have an hour.
Here we go.
I'm just going to walk away and go use a bathroom.
Episode 114, I miss Iwata. L. I have no idea what the L is for. Episode 115. In this episode, you gave away two Wii U and two 3DS codes for Dragon Fantasy. My naive self thought the codes would surely have been redeemed in the last 3 weeks. Oh,
people are lazy.
Oh, how wrong I was.
People are fucking lazy.
I grabbed the first codes for both consoles and they both worked. I can't confirm if the second codes have been taken, but maybe you should try giving them away again with the disclaimer that they may have been claimed.
Fuck but, that. I'm going to take them.
But probably not. So yeah.
You guys have first dibs. I gave you weeks. Fuck you guys. I'm taking them.
So yeah, thanks for those. I'm an hour into the game on my 3DS and I'm enjoying it so far. Jay. I have, what the fuck? Episode 116. Mersey dotes and dozy dotes and little lambsy divey. Like, a kiddly divey too, wouldn't you? Also, Chris and Pappy, you are so missing out by not playing Conker's Bad Fur Day. Please, please, please play Conker's Bad Fur Day.
I'm not saying that I don't want to. I thoroughly want to. I just don't have it available currently.
Yeah. Just give it an hour and see how you like it. It's so funny and so good. Episode 117. This is the big part.
Okay.
Because it's the recent one. If you can only have two home video gaming platforms, I agree with Joe. Suck a dick.
Which is?
The first is the Wii U. The second is either the Xbox One, the PS4, or the PC. Chris, I understand what you're saying about the 3DS. I have SteamWorld Dig and Dragon Fantasy, thanks again for that, on both the 3DS and the Wii U, and I've played them both for several hours on the 3DS. On the Wii U, I've only played them long enough to realize they're essentially the same game with better graphics on a bigger screen. When given that choice, I'm going to play them on the 3DS because I'd rather play console-exclusive games when I have time at home and use my commute to work or holiday travel to play those available on the handheld. However, the 3DS isn't even a part of this conversation. Home gaming platforms are different from mobile gaming platforms. 3DS, Vita, smartphones, tablets, that's another discussion entirely. But in order to get the most well-rounded gaming experience with only two home entertainment gaming platforms, it's 100% the Wii U and one of the others. In all honesty, it would be the Wii U and PC at the end of the day. I'm a console gamer through and through, but PC easily eclipses the Xbox One and PS4 in terms of sheer quantity and variety of games across all genres. End of discussion. Oh!
Dropping the bombs.
He is. Moving on. Chris, I feel your pain when you say you've got way too many games to play. This Final Fantasy marathon of mine has put a huge cramp in my normal gaming. I still haven't played The Evil Within that I got bundled with my Xbox One a year ago.
Dude, trust me, I understand. I played like 40 minutes of fucking Assassin's Creed. One of them. I got two of them with my console.
Or Saints Row 4 Reelected that I won in a competition, or more than 2 hours in Master Chief Collection in Sunset Overdrive, both of which I also got bundled with the Xbox One.
Dude, please get back to Sunset. Sunset is probably my favorite reason for owning an Xbox One.
You know what else he needs to do? He needs to be our fourth team member in Action Sack.
You need to be our fourth team member in Action Sack. You need to be our fourth team member in Payday. You need to be our fourth team member in Diablo.
You need to completely reverse your sleep schedule so you can play on an American time zone.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, just do that. Do that.
I also have barely scratched the surface of the Hyrule Warriors DLC packs. I played the base game for probably close to 100 hours between its release last September and the beginning of my marathon in January.
Fucking
now
Christ.
Since the new year, I've probably only put another 10 or 20 hours into it because I just have to keep pressing forward with these increasingly lengthy RPGs. I'm two episodes behind in Life is Strange, one episode behind in Tales from the Borderlands, and have barely touched the wonderful 101 in Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze, both of which I got via Club Nintendo. Literally the only game I plan to purchase on launch before the end of 2015 is Fatal Frame 5, and I really don't know how long I'll have to invest in it. First world gamer problems, yo. The struggle is real.
The struggle is real. I am so far behind on Tales of the Borderlands, it's fucking disgusting. I really
got next episode's coming out like next week or something too.
I'm pretty sure I have the season pass for it. I think that's what he gifted me. So I'm gonna have to go back and check and make sure that I could play the other episodes. Because if that's the case, I need to play that because that was the only game of those what's the company? The Telltale games. That's the only Telltale game that I've played so far. But I enjoyed it because I like the Borderlands universe, so
yeah.
I need to get back into that. That is a must.
Pappy, are you still here now?
I'm back.
Okay. Zach ends with all, and with that, I'm all caught up. Let's end it on a couple questions. Legend of Zelda Wii U, Scalebound, Quantum Break, Mirror's Edge Catalyst, Crackdown 3, Final Fantasy 15, Dead Island 2, Battleborn, Street Fighter 5, Uncharted 4, and plenty of others are already announced for 2016, which makes it look like it's going to be a pretty amazing year for gaming. Question 1. Which games are you most looking forward to next year?
Next year?
Crackdown.
Crackdown.
For me, it's the Microsoft trilogy. Crackdown, Quantum Break, Scalebound. I think they all look outstanding.
I think they look great, but I don't think I'm going to be very good at Quantum Break. So, Crackdown.
See, the problem is there's a ton of fucking games that are coming out like soon that I'm like really fucking pumped for it.
Well,
and
yeah,
that's
yeah.
all
yeah.
I've been thinking about. So 2016, I mean, I guess I'm going to have to go...
Crackdown.
I'm going to have to go Crackdown.
Yeah, Bloodborne looks awesome, but if they fuck up that dragon dynamic, it's not going to be a very good game.
Yeah. I'm going to cross my fingers and hope that there's going to be... Are we talking about ones that are already announced or ones that we think that are going to come out?
I guess both. So you can't say Skate 4.
But Skate 4 is never... I'm going to die before they make Skate 4.
Like something that's very likely to be next year. Not...
Well, and that's the thing, too. I really want Dead Island 2, but I'm starting to think that...
It might
not even happen. So, my gut feeling says Dead Island 2, but I've kind of got reserves about it. So, I don't know. Dude, what the fuck else is coming out next year?
I'm going to go out on a limb, even though it's not announced, based on their scheduling. I think next fall we will see Forza Horizon 3.
If that happens, absolutely Horizon 3.
Honestly, I just learned that there was a Mad Max game coming out this year, so I'm not good at predicting.
Dude, it comes out in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's soon.
I know, I'll probably buy it.
If the Zelda game comes out next year, then absolutely, because that looks fucking nuts.
What about you, Pappy?
I already said Crackdown.
I have like zero interest in Street Fighter. So.
Honestly, Crackdown Street 3 Fighter, is the game that looks like it's going to be the most fun to play and the one that I will be the least frustrated with.
I will probably play Street Fighter 5. I'll probably get it on PC. Just because when it comes to fighting games, and it's been pretty recent within the past couple of years, Street Fighter has become my favorite fighting game genre. Like, not genre, but fighting game franchise. I mean, I still love Killer Instinct. I started messing around with Cinder, but I'm not that good with him. But he's fun. The game itself, like Killer Instinct, is a blast. But when it comes to, like, you know, when you're gonna sit down and play a fighting game, for me, it's the competitive nature of it, and you cannot get like more balanced and fair and technical than Street Fighter.
Yeah, Street Fighter is pretty much selling itself as the most technical.
Yeah. So when it comes to a fighting game like. It's fucking Street Fighter.
All I know is I don't give enough of a shit about Street Fighter to not want or to want it on a different platform than Xbox.
Well,
I wish it was on Xbox One, but it's not gonna be. So I'm gonna get it on PC.
Platform aside, I had my fun with Street Fighter 2 when I was a kid, and honestly, I'm good to go.
Yeah,
I was just talking about this a couple days ago. I think it might have been with you guys, or it might have been with somebody else. But if they make Ultra Street Fighter 4 backwards compatible for the Xbox One, forget it. I don't need 5.
Pretty much,
like, you know what I mean. I'll have an excuse to finally get one of those Cronus Maxes so that I can use my fight stick on my Xbox One, and yeah, if they end up doing that, then yeah, I'll pick one of those up, or I'll just straight up get a new fight stick and get one specifically designed for the Xbox One, because it'll work with PC as well, and then I could fucking use it for everything. So
yeah, question 2, since you're probably going to go off on a tangent if I didn't stop you.
Go ahead.
Question two, which games do you think are going to be bumped to 2017?
Dead Rising 2.
I don't know enough about
Dead Island 2.
Or yeah, Dead Island 2. Dead Island 2. I like that.
Yeah, Dead Rising 2 bumped to 2012.
Yes, I think it's going to be that. Like, I'm sure there's going to be other stuff that ends up getting bumped.
Basically anything that's for Q3 or Q4 next year has that chance.
Right. Well, dude, honestly, anything. Literally anything that's coming out next year could be bumped. Because, I mean, let's be honest. There's stuff that was supposed to come out fucking Q1 of this year, and now it's bumped to, like, Q3 of next year.
Like Dead Island 2.
Yeah. So it can happen to anything.
The likelihood is a little lower, because usually when they bump it for a quarter or two. So if it's set for spring, they can usually make the fall. If you're looking at...
Exactly.
But I'd say... In this case, if you're looking at an entire 18-month bump, it's because you didn't actually start making the game, or you made
not necessarily.
No, there could be a lot of things that come up that can fuck with stuff. So I wouldn't necessarily keep it down to, like, you know, oh well, it has to go this way for that to end up happening.
That's just my prediction. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, I would say if anything, that's the only one that I could say with confidence.
I still think, like, if you're still waiting for Dead Island 2, you need to stop waiting and just get Dying Light.
I do. I want to play Dying Light really bad. I'm going to borrow it off of you.
I think the first time Dead Island got delayed, people should have just picked up Dying Light instead. Especially with the news that Dying Light is getting a massive expansion that's basically bigger than the game Dying Light.
Right.
But for
me... When does that come out? Do you know?
No.
They didn't put an
no.
I'll just wait till then and buy the Game of the Year edition.
Yeah.
Well, see, and I was kind of hoping that by now it would have dropped, but it hasn't.
I thought it's down to like $30 now or something.
I don't think so.
No, it's still 40.
I think it's still, I think it's still 40 or 50. So if it once it drops down a little bit more, yeah, dude, I'll be all over that. But most of the time when I end up picking up games, unless it's something that I am like, you know, an absolute fan of the series of, like, I need this, like, immediately, most of the time I end up waiting.
Yeah.
You know?
The big thing I think is going to be delayed next year is Zelda. Even though it was originally targeted for this holiday and bumped into next year, I think they're going to pull a Twilight Princess.
I could see it getting bumped, but I'm gonna hold out and hope that it doesn't.
I think by next E3, we're going to hear what this Nintendo NX is, and Zelda is going to be a launch title.
I could see that.
Just like they did with Twilight Princess. It still came to the GameCube.
Right.
Eventually. So I think the Zelda can eventually come to the Wii U.
Wait, Nintendo's already looking at releasing a new console?
Yeah,
it's already in development.
Yeah, they announced that, like, what, like a year ago?
Yeah. Well, not that far, but... But yeah, because the Wii U wasn't really the success they thought it was going to be, they're looking into making something on par with the current consoles.
Which...
Or more powerful.
They need to do something slightly more powerful so they don't get left behind again.
From quote-unquote the early rumors, it's more powerful than PS4.
Well, remember, the Wii sold not because of its power, but because of what was with it and the originality of it. So.
Yeah.
They tried that with the Wii U, sticking to the originality but no power, and it turns out that a lot of the customers actually did want power once the originality had worn off.
Yeah.
So this makes sense.
Well, see, and that's the thing, too. If they make something that's going to be slightly more powerful than the current-gen systems now, then maybe they won't get so fucked on third-party support.
Maybe.
You know? Because, don't get me wrong, I would love to use my Wii U more... But if it's not a first-party title...
There's not many reasons to.
There's no reason to. So, I mean, like, I would love for the opportunity to just be like, this game's coming out. Do I want it on Wii U or do I want it on Xbox One? Like, having that kind of availability would have been great. Some people actually complain about it. I like it because in certain cases I could be like, well, I can get the functionality of the gamepad, or I can get it with the, you know what I mean? Like if that was the case, which it ended up not being.
Sometimes it's nice when it comes out with multiple platforms, usually one of the platforms ends up more broken than the others. So by having those options, you can avoid the shitty version.
Right. Or in a particular case, depending on the game, the player base on certain consoles, let's be honest, the player base on a Nintendo product are probably going to be a lot more casual. They're going to be a lot more, you know, community friendly.
Yeah.
Whereas on Xbox One, depending on, you know, what game you're playing, which let's be honest, pretty much any of them.
Yeah.
Well, not even that, dude. I was like with Killer Instinct, like every single time that you play a ranked match, in between rounds, they're going to teabag you. Doesn't matter who you're playing.
Yeah, that's fucking irritating. Like,
so
grow the fuck up already with teabagging.
Yeah, so it's just like it's,
that was funny 15 years ago.
Right.
Grow the fuck up.
Right, but it's, you know, it's a thing. You know, it's something that you have to kind of consider a little bit. So,
and I'll say it: if you teabag me in a game and I see your name and that you're doing it, I will fucking report you for unsporting behavior.
I'm going to teabag Joe.
I already blocked you, Pappy.
No, I'm in person.
At MAGFest.
Oh, yeah, that's new.
I'll see you in a month.
Anyway, given how long we're running, what are you guys playing?
I've been playing games with Pappy, actually.
And I've been playing a lot of games with Joe.
I've been playing with Chris.
So, yeah. What have we been enjoying?
What have we all been playing together?
Was it Quip Words?
Quiplash. We had a fun little night of Quiplash a couple days ago on Twitch.
We had like 20 some people. Like
we had a good like 20 viewers, I think. Playing at once, I think we had up to 15.
I flew my old man flag briefly during that, but otherwise it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I had a blast with it.
Yeah, that was fun. We've done a lot of Garden Warfare.
Yep.
Yeah.
Go ahead. A lot of fun.
Halo, Action Sack.
Yep. Holding out until the end of the month for the Diablo patch.
A little bit of Payday 2.
We played like 1 hour of Diablo, and then I was like, eh. We looked at World of Tanks and decided we didn't want to play it.
Right. Downloaded it, installed it, ran it, got through like four of the tutorials and just said, fuck this.
Yep. Tried to play Happy Wars and got sick of the...
Was broken.
Yeah.
Yeah, they need to... fix the fucking matchmaking in Happy Wars.
Yeah, 10 minutes after that, we're like, hey, let's go do something else.
Do something that works. And the funny thing is, and the thing that worked that we ended up playing was fucking Halo. So,
Action Sack.
Team Action Sack.
It only took them 7 years, but the Collector's Edition seems to be working well now.
Collector's Edition?
Yeah, the Master Chief Edition.
Collection?
Yeah,
the Master Chief
Collection.
Master Chef...
Master Chef question. Now I need a Gordon Ramsay voice to yell at me every time I die. You fucking cow!
That'd be great.
I've been playing more Forza Horizon original.
I've been playing Forza Horizon 2.
I just beat the championship earlier today.
I beat Saints Row Get Out of Hell.
Nice.
That was I enjoyed the story, but the gameplay was just... There wasn't enough there.
Essentially, it was a glorified DLC.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... But, like...
It was only $20, so...
Right.
The thing is, though, is, like, if they at least let me just dick around after beating the story mode...
You can.
You can.
You can. Oh. Well, fuck.
What have you been doing?
I guess I'll be checking that out on Sunday.
You're stupid.
Yeah.
I
like video.
I also did all the DLC for Saints Row 4 because I got the combo thing.
Yeah.
I think How the Saints Stole Christmas is now going to be like a yearly thing for me.
That
around
was fun, but that fucking Santa, man, like some of those fights were just straight up brutal with the sleigh.
I didn't have a problem with them.
Well, Pappy sucks at video games.
Oh, well, yeah.
One day I'll play that DLC. I still haven't.
It's good. It's very good.
Yeah, I heard.
I've been playing some Killer Instinct.
And I will only, from now on, my only homie in the game will be Roddy Piper.
True. True.
I have absolutely not played anything without you guys this weekend, or this week, so.
Yeah, I was playing Horizon 2, did some Killer Instinct.
I fired up Cameo for the first time ever.
cameo.
Yeah, from Rare Replay.
Yeah. Did you enjoy it?
Was that it's how you fun. Say it? I was saying cameo.
Kamehameha.
God, you're stupid.
So, how was the game?
It was enjoyable. You can definitely see the age, given how old the game is, but it's enjoyable. Had fun with it. Probably going to play it some more. Controls are kind of awkward to get used to, but not too bad.
You'll have that.
I kind of like being your friend.
Yeah.
We played, me and Joe played
Balto's Arcade.
Yep. And that was fucking ridiculous.
Did you get any viewers?
Like one.
Yeah, it's fucking, nobody wants to see that game because it's,
it's brutal.
It's bullshit. That game is straight bullshit.
Nobody wants to watch me play games because nobody wants to listen to me talk about games either.
No, no, it's true. No. What else did I play? I had a hankering for Minecraft the other day because of you.
Nice.
Fucking bastard. Magic Origins. I was playing that, too. Because I kind of got back into the card game version, but then I didn't want to go down. Like, Fridays, I'm really not going to be available that much, so going down and actually trying to play in tournaments is going to be fucking almost impossible. So I'm going to start, like, messing around with the digital version a lot more and just kind of, like, just play it a little bit more casually and whatever.
I was considering picking up Brothers that just came out for the Xbox One, port of the 360 PS3 game.
Okay.
They want $20 for it. It was 10 when it first came out.
Well, fuck that then.
Yeah.
It'll probably be a free game with gold in a couple of months.
Yeah, right.
Never know.
More than likely. Which, speaking of free games with gold, I haven't played that yet either.
Which one?
Metal Gear.
The new indie game will be in 2 days, right?
Well, it's not a new indie. It's How to Survive.
Oh.
Which,
how do you survive?
It's been out for a while, so it's not a new game. But yeah,
the new free game.
Yeah.
The new free game.
This weekend.
And then the month after that, I'm going to get all the free games because all the 360 ones are going to be backwards compatible.
True. Not sure when. They might not be available until November.
All right. Well, let's end on that note of sadness because I got shit to do.
Yeah, we've been going for a while.
Yeah. Those Motika guys were awesome.
They were fantastic. Yeah. They're like my new favorite people.
Step your shit up, Mike, Bob, Adam.
Mike, Bob, Adam, challenge.
Challenge issued.
The gauntlet has been laid down. Can you get drunker and more off topic than the Motiga guys?
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
So, any last words, Joe?
Yeah, why the fuck do all our guests end up having fucked up stories about Vegas?
Come visit.